you know, when I first went to jail, I thought I'm never going to do heroin again. It was like within minutes of walking out of the jail, I was back thinking, okay, I just got to get a little bit in me and then I'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it just would take off again. And same with treatment. I graduated, or didn't graduate, from a 28-day program. And I thought, I'm never going to do drugs again. This has ruined my life. I've lost everything. But within a day or two, it was just like, I couldn't stop the thoughts. I would obsess about using. And there was the whole, that was my whole life, that culture. And, the books, the movies, the kind of music, it was just, I was related myself to that. And I had, I wasn't talking to my family. I wasn't talking to my son. We had a son when we were married. And it was built up so that.
So what was firing together was wiring together. It was pretty deeply connected in your little brain, wasn't it?
Yep.
It's bigger than we are.
Toho, it is.
And you need rescue from someone who's bigger than that. And, greater is he in us than is in the world. But you really see that, don't you? You're living a hell.
Yeah.
It's like living in hell. And there's no hope.
No.
And you're just trying to survive.
Yeah, I remember specifically giving up. I thought, I'd gone to treatment a few times, and I would get out, and I'd be obsessed about using, and I would fight it and try to do some of the things in the recovery program, but I thought, if I have to live like this, fighting this constantly, I'm gonna quit. I'm not going to go to any more treatments, and I'm trying to be the happiest heroin addict I could be.
Okay, Kevin, no matter how many times you failed or were constantly struggling, your status as a child of God remained unchanged. Fair enough?
Yeah.
And God's love for you is not based on your ability to change, but on what Christ did for you on the cross.
Yes, you forget that. You do forget that. Definitely.
So let's start opening the story when Christ reached down and really got a hold of you again and was able to give you the strength and power and hope to live a very different life.
Right. I did. I went to Teen Challenge, and I'll just start from when I'll start from 3 years ago, because it was just, I came back. I had ran into somebody that worked there on the street, and I remember it just clear as day. I was on like 19th and Nicollet, and I had been trying to get off methadone, Suboxone, because that's what I ended up being on for like 7 years, and it was, I hated that. I hated that worse than prison. I would have rather gone back to prison. I was thinking about doing either suicide or going back to like a federal prison because I hadn't been there yet. And I ran into somebody that had worked at Teen Challenge, and he was in recovery. He was doing great. He was a really, really good guy. And he just saw me on the street and he pulled over. And I had just been thinking about suicide. And I came down to go to this corner store, and he was right on the street. He just pulled over, and he goes, "Hey." And it was like all the air just or sound went out of that right in front of his car. And he said, "Hey, how you doing?" I told him what I was doing. I was trying to get off Suboxone and all these other drugs. And he said, he just talked to me so calmly. And he said, you can come back. Come back, and God will help you. I don't even know exactly what he said. It was just encouraging. And I was trying not to cry right there on the street, but it was so clear, and I went and I talked to my sister, and she got me into Teen Challenge.